This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll hear about the shifting balance between utility companies and the solar panel customers in Wisconsin.
First, we're taking a look at two new court decisions affecting Wisconsin. On Friday, a federal judge struck down the state's law requiring that doctors who perform abortions have admitting privileges at local hospitals. That law has been on hold for a couple of years now.
And this morning, the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to take up Wisconsin's voter ID appeal, meaning that the Seventh Circuit's ruling that the law can stand is the law of the land in Wisconsin.
Joining us now is WPR's criminal justice reporter, Gilman Halstead. Gilman, good to have you back.
Nice to be here.
Well, as we've been hearing in the news, the Supreme Court decision. Now, we heard from the U.S. Supreme Court that they're not taking up this voter ID law. Did they give any indication of why they're not taking it up?
No. And they generally don't when they are saying they're not taking something up. They're just saying they're not certifying it. And that means what we've been hearing in the news, that the Seventh Circuit ruling that was in place is now the law.
So this non-action is the deciding action in a way. This was the last, at least for now, the last appeal for opponents of the state's voter ID law.
Right. For Wisconsin's, that's true. There are still a couple of others out there that are making their ways making their way through the federal courts in Texas and North Carolina, which have similar laws. I believe they're both in place in those states at this point. Actually, North Carolina was set to go in next year, 2016, but challenges are wending their way through the courts, so the Supreme Court could get another shot at it.
Now, in the run-up to our fall midterm elections, pretty big election here in Wisconsin, governor, some other things, there was like a real stop-and-go thing going on, and the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately put the law on hold. What was their argument for taking that action then? It was more procedural than weighing in on the constitutionality of the law. Is that right?
Exactly, right. It was procedural because of the difficulties of when to impose it and how practical it was to actually get everything in place, even though the laws was passed back in 2011 and preparations had been made and then pulled back and then made again as the uncertainty of the law actually going into effect continued. Mm-hmm. So and that leads up to the decision that's been made right now, which is that even though it's now the law of Wisconsin, it will not be enforced during the April 7th election. Because it's impractical, mainly because absentee ballots have already been mailed out and people are actually voting absentee in person right now. And so it would just be a total chaos to try to say, well, now you have to take this back and go get a picture.
But then, now we've been watching this thing for a long time. So this election, Supreme Court to Justice in Wisconsin, a couple other things
right.
on the ballot. No ID required there, but from then on,
yep.
unless something weird happens and there's a change that we don't expect, this is a done deal now.
Exactly. In fact, Kevin Kennedy, the elections board, said that they're already getting the word out to folks in a couple of municipalities about some, or counties, where school board elections, special ones, are scheduled in May, and it will be imposed then. And then the next statewide election where it would be imposed would be a primary in February. We could have another Supreme Court primary, actually, in February. It's not clear yet whether that will be an open seat or whether there'll be more than two candidates. That's for Justice Crooks's seat.
Now, just briefly on response from supporters and opponents, what have we heard from the governor and the attorney general on this one so far?
Well, we did just hear in state news that the governor is very happy about it. He says that it will make our elections have more integrity and make it harder to cheat. And a similar statement was made by the assembly speaker, Robin Voss, who was one of the big backers of this bill. From the other side, the ACLU still believes that it does impose discrimination on the elderly and on low-income minority voters who may have difficulty in getting a photo ID. But the Seventh Circuit said not enough difficulties.
We're talking to WPR reporter Gilman Halstead about court decisions in Wisconsin. Now, we just heard about voter ID. Let's turn to this ruling now last Friday on abortion. Gil, federal judge William Conley struck down Wisconsin's law requiring admitting privileges for doctors who perform abortions here in the state. Law passed in 2013, as I understand
right.
it. So what's been the path to this point, the legal path?
Well, it's bounced down to the Seventh Circuit once in terms of Conley had put a temporary injunction on it, and that was challenged. And the Seventh Circuit said at that point that they felt it was legitimate to have it stayed until Conley made a final decision and really on the merits. And that's what he did on Friday. And his ruling said that these admitting privileges at local hospitals have no basis in medicine and would impose an undue burden on women's health outcomes due to the restricted access to abortions in Wisconsin it would create. Could have led to the closure of at least one clinic. And that's where it stands right now. There are several of these laws out there in other states that are facing different kinds of challenges. And what we should say first, that the Attorney General's office here has not commented on the ruling except to say that they're reviewing it and are preparing an appeal. So it probably will go to the Seventh Circuit once that appeal is filed. So there's seven states now that require abortion facilities to have an agreement with a local hospital in order to transfer patients if there is a complication, and including some other states that have requirements on clinicians who work in those abortion clinics. There are a total of 21 states that require abortion providers to have some sort of formal relationship with a hospital. We don't right now because the law that was attempting to make us like those states has been at least momentarily struck down.
And at no point so far has this law been in effect, right?
Right. It was immediately stayed.
And the judge in this instance, Judge Conley, it sounds like from what you said, he agreed with the challenge that Planned Parenthood and other critics were bringing here.
Right. That language that I was quoting earlier made pretty clear that he was not convinced there was any medical reason, which was the main argument of the law, is that it will protect a woman who gets an abortion and when there are complications, that she can have the doctor who performed the abortion go with her into the hospital or at least have a relationship with that hospital. But the ACLU and Planned Parenthood presented arguments that convinced Judge Conley anyway that that risk was really not there.
I know it can be dangerous waters to try to guess how another court will rule, but as you said, the state sounds like they're on the road to an appeal here, the Attorney General.
Right.
Any indication from past experience what the Seventh Circuit, you said, might do on an issue?
Right. Well,
like
the Seventh Circuit hasn't addressed one of these laws before, so it and because they sort of agreed with the stay, it seems possible that it would either be a close decision or they might agree with Judge Conley. There are other, like I said, in these other cases where it's being challenged in, I believe it's in Texas and Alabama. Here I have it. My little cheat sheet here. Okay.
Oh, well, that's fancy.
Laws.
It's a good cheat sheet. You can't see this at home.
Laws have been like this, have been struck down already in Alabama and now in Wisconsin. They've been upheld in Texas and Mississippi, and there is a similar law that's going to trial in Louisiana now. So because we've had this split where we got Alabama and Wisconsin struck down, Texas and Mississippi upheld, it's possible this will make it to the Supreme Court.
I was going to say, the things you're saying now make it sound like someday, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, it's going to end up at the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yeah, and maybe Wisconsin's law will be the one, and maybe not. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there for now, but we'll be watching this one along with you. Thanks a lot for joining us, as always, Gilman.
Thank you.
That's WPR reporter Gilman Halstead talking about two new court decisions affecting Wisconsin, one on abortion and one on voter ID.